That's right. It's time to jump in the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out what happened on today's day. Today being March 16, what happened this day in history? On this day in the year 455, the Roman Emperor Valentinian III is assassinated by two retainers while training with a bow on the Campus Martius. Two followers of a man Valentinian had previously killed were responsible for the assassination and were put up to it by a high-ranking senator called Petronius Maximus. The day after the assassination, Maximus had himself proclaimed emperor by the remnants of the Western Roman army, but he was not as prepared to take over as he thought, and after a reign of only 11 weeks, Maximus was stoned to death by a Roman mob, because that's how they did leadership spills back in the day. In the year 1815, on March 16th, Prince Willem proclaimed himself King of the United Kingdom of the Netherlands, the first constitutional monarch in the Netherlands. On March 16th in 1865, as part of the American Civil War, the Battle of Averysboro began as Confederate forces suffered irreplaceable casualties in the final months of the Civil War. Actually, both sides, the Confederacy and the Union, suffered roughly equal casualties in the battle, but at that stage in the war, the Confederacy could no longer replace the men it lost. 5 years later, in 1870, the first version of the overture fantasy Romeo and Juliet by Tchaikovsky received its premiere performance. In 1935, on March 16th, Adolf Hitler ordered Germany to rearm herself in violation of the Treaty of Versailles. Conscription was reintroduced to form the then German army. In 1942, the very first V-2 rocket was test launched. It exploded on liftoff, so not an auspicious start for the V-2 rocket. And finally, in 1945, the Battle of Iwo Jima ended on this day, March 16th, with the capture of the island of Iwo Jima by US military forces. The American invasion, designated Operation Detachment, had the goal of capturing the entire island, including the three Japanese-controlled airfields, to provide a staging area for attacks on the Japanese main islands. The five-week battle comprised of some of the fiercest and bloodiest fighting of the war in the Pacific of World War II. 6,821 Americans and around 18,000 Japanese soldiers were killed. You might recall, however, that very famous photograph from the battle, one of the most famous images coming out of World War II, the raising of the flag on Iwo Jima. We also have some very famous birthdays for March 16th. The Australian poet Ethel Anderson, she was born on this day in 1883. Joseph Mengele, the infamous Angel of Death, a German SS officer who performed experiments on human test subjects and personally selected prisoners for the gas chambers, born on this day in 1911. Joseph, hopefully having a very happy birthday as he is burning in hell this morning. Eric Estrada of Chips fame, he's turning 67. Victor Garber, he's an actor. You'd know him if you saw him. Trust me, he's turning 67 as well. Todd McFarlane, the artist and writer, creator of Spawn, he's turning 55 today. Happy birthday, Todd. Alan Tudyk, he's 45 today. He's had a long career of small roles, but to me, he's always going to be Wash from Firefly. God, what a great show that Firefly was. Can't wait for season 2. That's a joke, by the way, a very cruel joke. Would you like to hear another cruel joke? How do reavers clean their spears? They run them through the wash. You'll get that. You'll get that if you're as cool as me. Also, have some very famous musos having their birthday today. Rapper and timepiece enthusiast Flavor Flav. He's 57 today. Happy birthday, Flavor Flav. Nancy Wilson of the rock band Heart. She is 62 today. And finally, we are hearing a little bit of this one. I'm on Captain's Field. Excuse me, what I got to feel. That track going out to blues guitarist Brian Lee, Braille Blues Daddy. He's 73 today, and he's called that because Lee actually completely lost his eyesight by the age of 8 years old. Yet he took an interest in early rock and blues by listening to Nashville radio late into the night, and by his late teens, Lee was actually playing rhythm guitar in a regional band called the Glaciers. He's still a fixture on New Orleans' very famous Bourbon Street, And taking us out today on this day in history, we are hearing a little bit of Brian Lee and his band. Braille Blues Daddy is the name of the track. You're on 2SER 107.3.
You gotta want it. You gotta want it. I said, do you want it? Yes. I've said I can really cop a feeling. You feeling it? That's me. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you.